And you kind of sense that everything gets amped up a little bit when a different color jersey gets out there on the field?
Oh, yeah, for sure. I mean, you know that you're going to go out there and you got to compete. It's also nice. You've been going against the same guys over and over again for 4 months. It's you want to go out there and, you know, see what you can do against someone else. And obviously for us as the starters last week, we've only got 6 plays. So this was a good chance for us to come out and get a bunch of plays against a really good defense and just see where we're at.
A lot of different looks
today? Well, yeah, I mean, it's different coverages that you haven't seen in a long time and, you know, obviously different guys and how they play things. And, you know, so you got to go out and react. And it's not like we're just totally game planning for them. I mean, they have a new coach, too, so you watch their first preseason game and kind of see what they're trying to do. And, you know, so it was good to just come out and play football against a really good defense and, you know, read and react and go through the plays.
How did you think it went, the first ones versus ones?
Yeah, I thought it went well. I think for us, like I said, you know, going against a different scheme, you know, different players, I thought it was a good challenge for us, obviously, for our receivers to go against a really good secondary. You know, they play a lot of man coverage, far more than our defense has against us all training camp. And just, you know, see if we can get open against those guys, because those are two really good corners. And really, you know, when you go to nickel personnel, they bring in Roby outside and David Harris, Chris Harris goes to the nickel. So, you know, across the board, they're playing man. Those are three good guys to go against and just kind of challenge ourselves and see where we're at.
That's just your scouting report on your tight ends.
Yeah. Well, I mean, they're all a little bit different. I think that's the thing. And they all have their strengths as far as whether it's run blocking, pass catching, you know, getting open. I don't think I'm going to go down the list of each guy. I think, you know, they all bring a lot to the table. And the good thing is in this offense, you need a lot of different types of tight ends. You need guys who can stay in and block, who can run block. You need guys who can, you know, split out and get open. And I think we have a variety of guys that can do collectively what we ask them to.
As a top receiving?
I think, you know, when you look at the receiving guys, you look at, you know, obviously Vance and Blake and Kittle, and I think they're all doing a great job. I think, you know, we ask a lot out of them, you know, because it's hard to say, are they just pass catch? No, those guys have to go in there and run block too, and I think they're all doing a great job. It's obviously a very deep position, and to be honest, you know, I'm happy with all of them where they're at, and however it pans out, I feel confident with the guys that we have.
You seem very vocal today during practice. Do you see yourself as a vocal leader on this team, and who are the vocal leaders on this team?
Yeah, I mean, I think that comes with being a quarterback, and you don't want to, if that's not who you are, you can't. It'll come across as you know, being false or whatever, and guys will see right through that. I see myself as a vocal leader when I feel like I need to. If I don't feel like I need to say anything, then I'm not going to say anything. You know, for us today, I just wanted to make sure that we came out and we were ready to go. Because sometimes in these joint practices, I've been involved in a few, you know, you're not really sure of what the tempo is going to be or you know, how far the play is going to last. And I just wanted to make sure our guys, you know, came out ready to go. And, you know, if anything, you know, we'd have to get pulled back a little bit, you know, especially going against, you know, this defense that Denver has. I knew, you know, it was going to be a challenge. And I wanted to make sure that our guys were ready to go.
But only getting a few plays in the
Yeah, obviously you want to play football, and I think the one cool thing about when you do a joint practice is you can go out there and play football, and you know people aren't getting hit and taken to the ground, so you can still stay relatively healthy, I think, and as long as the two teams are practicing really good together, I think like we did today, you know, staying professional and still just getting good work in. You know, sometimes you can get more work in these practices than the game because, let's just, you know, call it like it is. In the preseason, you don't want to give away your scheme, you know, but no one's going to see this practice other than the 49ers and the Broncos. So we can run some more of our stuff that maybe we're going to save for the regular season, and it's good to see how that's going to look against a really good defense.
A tough couple of first year here, just being injured and not being healthy. It looks like he's really taking advantage of this opportunity. Have you seen, you know, things continue to get better?
Yeah, no doubt. I think, you know, we talked about the tight end group. You go to the receiver group, it's the same thing. A very deep group with a lot of guys who are different skill sets. And, you know, if you want to talk about Smelt, I think, you know, from the moment I got here, I thought that he's gotten better and learning the system. And, you know, for his size, the things that he can do, you know, getting in and out of routes, using his size, I think, that, you know, obviously he's done a great job, as have all those guys. Everybody who has been here, I think, has really worked really hard to understand the system and how they fit in the system and, you know, how they fit in certain plays. And I think that goes all the way across the board with all those guys. I think the one thing that I can say confidently about our team is we work our butts off. And that's just following what our head coach does. And Kyle's the same way, and it's just a trickle-down effect. I think, you know, unfortunately for me, I've been on a lot of teams, but I always see that teams kind of take on the personality of their head coach. And I can see that with us. I think, you know, we all know how hard Kyle works, how much he knows about football, and we're all just trying to absorb that and do the same thing. When he stands up here and explains plays to us offensively, defensively, from all these views, you can take that and become a smarter player. And you know that just doesn't come by him looking at it one time and saying, no. You know he's watching the play over and over and over again. And I think as a team, we just try to buy into that mentality, and you can see it.
Is Marquise giving another chance to do something special?
Yeah, I think so. I really do. I've really enjoyed working with him. And you know, you talk about a hard worker. I was just out there with my family for, you know, 30 minutes, and he's still catching balls on the jugs, running up the hill. That's the one thing, is when you see guys who are really talented that are willing to work that hard, they obviously always have a chance to be something special.
Obviously, for someone like CJ coming in as a rookie, the biggest adjustment is just getting comfortable with the system. But is there something that you've seen from him, you know, between his work in the film room or on the practice field, specifically one area that's allowed him to get more comfortable?
Yeah, I think for me, if I was telling a rookie quarterback coming in the system, the thing I would say to work on is just learning the offense, being able to call the play, and then going out there and executing it. And I think he's done a good job. I think the more reps you get, the easier it becomes. But there's also a large volume of stuff that we have, so you always got to keep learning and always got to keep trying to get better. And our quarterback coach, you know, does a great job of working on our fundamentals. That's the one thing that I've really worked more on here. And you know, even going back to my time in Cleveland with Kyle, we always work on our fundamentals a lot more than in other places I've been, and I think it's paid off for me, and it's paying off for those other guys too.
Marquise had some bigger-bodied guys covering him today and man-to-man. How did he do with that?
Well, I think sometimes it's better when he has bigger-body guys because he's so quick. If they don't get their hands on him, sometimes it's better. You know, when you look at these bigger corners in the league, they can lock down the big receivers, but when they get some of these little quicker guys, it's a little bit tougher for them. It's a different skill set. So I think, you know, the key is obviously not let them get their hands on you off the line of scrimmage. And I think with Marquise's quickness, he should be able to do that. And I thought he did a good job today.
Mostly off season, the guard position seemed to be a little bit unsettled. And you know, Josh McGarnett's out for a while. So what can you do? What can the rest of the offense do to make things easier on whoever is at those guard spots?
I think those guys are doing a great job. And I think the scheme helps you know, those guys out too. For me, you know, to evaluate the guard, you evaluate the whole offensive line because they work as a unit. It's five guys working as one. And you know, throughout this training camp, I thought they've all done a great job. And especially with a lot of the different looks that we've seen against our defense. And then you come in here and now it's a total new difference. It's a different front, different blitzes, everything. I think they've done a great job.
As a quarterback going against a rookie like Ruben, have you been able to notice his development and things that he's
doing there? Yeah, he's been awesome for a rookie. I just was doing another interview on the radio, and I was in New England when Dante Hightower came in the league, and I can see some similarities. You know, both Alabama, well-coached guys, athletic, big, really good football instincts, and I don't want to put the pressure on Ruben because that's a really high comparison, but it seems to me like going against him, he's gotten better each day, and when he makes a mistake, he doesn't make it twice. You know, when we get him for a play-action pass, the next time he's standing there waiting for it. And I think that's, you know, he's probably leaning on some veteran guys. He's got a great guy to learn from in Bo, and he's learning the system, and he's just a natural football player. So another guy who's, you know, very talented, who puts a lot of hard work in, you know, has a chance to be successful.
Ryan, you're a veteran quarterback. You've played for Kyle before. How much work do you feel you need or want in preseason games generally?
Yeah, well, you always want to get work because you always want to play football. I mean, practicing is practicing. Playing in a game when you can get hit and there's live, you know, bullets flying, there's no comparison to that. You know, so you always want to play and get good work in and always feel good coming off the field. The one cool opportunity, like I said, when you get these joint practices, you can basically have that same effect, but no one really should be getting injured out there. You know, you don't have to worry. There's no risk of that in theory, as long as both teams are practicing the right way. And I think, you know, that's what you saw today out of both teams, two very professional teams just trying to get better. But when it comes to games, obviously you want to play and get a rhythm. And so when you go out there the first week of the regular season, it's not something that hasn't been done yet.